Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. The complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope. With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Team Buck, welcome to the Freedom Hut Wednesday, February 23rd edition of the program. Man, day after the Mar-a-Lago interview, we broke a lot of news with President Trump yesterday, former President Trump, number 45, laying it down on a whole range of issues, Ukraine, the border, and more. That's also why I had to cut it short yesterday, because he walked in while I was doing the morning podcast. Had to chat with him a little bit. Sorry about that one, folks, but we've got a lot to talk about today, plus the prospect of imminent major war in Ukraine, Russia on the brink of a massive invasion. There are warnings going out from the government and people all over the world concerned about what this will look like, what this could turn into. And then the latest from the White House on whether the biggest national security threat is still climate change. Unserious people run this country right now. Unserious and often vicious idiots are in charge. Something for you to all remember going forward. We'll dive into what the media said about the Trump interview yesterday that I did with Clay. The two of us sat down with President Trump. The fake news in overdrive, my friends. That's what's really going on here. They are so utterly reckless. Our friend Mike Lindell has an amazing company. You know why? Because he makes products that you're going to absolutely love. MyPillow is an amazing company with all kinds of things you want in your home. The pillows, the sheets, the mattress topper, the mattress itself, the box spring, the towels. You got so many great things. But start with this one. My slippers, 50% off. That's right, 50% off when you use promo code BUCK. These slippers offer all-day comfort with extra cushioning, made to wear both in and outside the home. Make sure to also check out their overstock sale that includes deep discounts on select pillows, towel sheets, and more. MyPillow.com for these amazing slippers. They're so comfortable. They're going to feel so good on your feet. Some that go all the way up the back of the foot, others that are slip-on. You can get either one. They're amazing, men's and women's. Check them out. MyPillow.com and use promo code BUCK for 50% off the My Slippers. So we had Trump speak to us yesterday, and he was, of course, being very Trump. And this is what got the media in meltdown mode. Play clip one, please.
Donald Trump did an interview this morning on something called the Buck Sexton Clay Travis Show.
Former President Trump, who was out on this right-wing radio show, and he was praising Vladimir Putin and what Putin is doing in Ukraine.
Donald Trump popping back up to say this.
Former President Trump blasting President Biden while praising Putin.
Praising Vladimir Putin.
Praised Vladimir Putin.
Donald Trump, who you may remember, tried to hold up aid to Ukraine.
This is something that is a propaganda gift
to Putin.
Former President Herbert Hoover was an isolationist, but he didn't call Adolf Hitler a genius.
Well, dictators are going to talk like dictators, right? Game knows game.
I think we should all have chills over the fact that Donald Trump called an invasion of a sovereign country genius.
If Trump is reelected in 2024, Canada had better watch out.
He couldn't get a Nobel Prize, so he's maybe trying out for the Order of Lenin, or even better, finally, a Trump Tower in Moscow.
Isn't it amazing that these people are the commies, really, in our own country? They're the authoritarian, redistributionist, socialist, leftists. And yet they're talking about Trump being a recipient of the Order of Lenin. I mean, give me a break. First of all, they're completely misrepresenting what he has said. Let's start with this, shall we? Let's start with what was actually said here about or by President Trump, because they all freaked out at him. Oh, my gosh. Look, I was sitting right there. He wasn't saying that Putin's a great guy and the invasion of Ukraine is fantastic. They need to calm down. The libs need to stop being crazy. Here's Trump, who said quite clearly that he was commenting on how Biden's basically an idiot and what Putin's done here is a tactical move that takes advantage of that situation. Play clip one, please.
I went in yesterday and there was a television screen and I said, this is genius. Putin declares a big portion of the Ukraine, Putin declares it as independent. Oh, that's wonderful. So Putin is now saying it's independent, a large section of Ukraine. I said, how smart is that? And he's going to go in and be a peacekeeper. That's the strongest peace force. We could use that on our southern border. That's the strongest peace force I've ever seen. There were more army tanks than I've ever seen. They're going to keep peace all right. No, but think of it. Here's a guy who's very savvy. I know him very well, very, very well. By the way, this never would have happened with us. Had I been in office, not even thinkable. This would never have happened. But here's a guy that says, you know, I'm going to declare a big portion of Ukraine independent. He used the word independent. And we're going to go out and we're going to go in and we're going to help keep peace. You got to say that's pretty savvy. And you know what the response was from Biden? There was no response. They didn't have one for that. Now it's very sad.
He's not saying that Putin is great and this invasion of Ukraine is good. And he's just saying basically Biden's an idiot. And this move that Putin's pulled off because in part Biden is such an idiot and there is no leadership of the greatest global power in the world right now worthy of the name of being commander in chief. He's just saying that Putin's running circles around Biden. That's what's going on here. That is the situation. That is what he's saying. They lie about this. Oh, my gosh. They were absolutely freaking out. And for what? This is why Trump used to call them the fake news, because they are fake. They are dishonest. They are disingenuous. What they say, what they do is not based in what is factual, honest, unbiased, nonpartisan. They are activists. They are advocates for a side. The side is the Democrat Party, which is why there's also all kinds of just absurdity. I mean, total absurdity around this. Essentially, they're trying to say that the real problem here, it's Biden's president and Putin's going in on Biden's watch, and it is somehow the fault, that's right, the fault of Donald Trump that this is happening. Here's, remember Vindman, the guy who tried a second palace coup from the National Security Council against then President Trump? Play clip eight, please.
There is blood on President Trump's hands. There is blood on the key Republican support, their hands also. But I think, frankly, this is a catastrophe for the Republican Party and for those that support Donald Trump. They are now infected with the fever of Trump, who is notoriously self-destructive. And it's okay for them to say something like, well, to cheerlead for Putin right now, when there are no casualties. But when casualties start pouring in, including the likelihood of American citizens being killed in this massive offensive, they will own it. And this is not something they could walk away from. if they had the presence of mind,
okay, enough of
the
this guy's an idiot, by the way. This guy's an idiot. But it's Trump's fault if Putin invades Ukraine while Biden is president. This is what these idiots are left with. This is what they want you to believe. I mean, it's not, this was not a one-off. I mean, it's not just that guy Vindman. There are so many others out there saying the most absurd things. The Maddow blog on MSNBC, this is what they wrote yesterday. Why didn't Russia invade Ukraine during Trump's term? Perhaps because Putin was so pleased to see Trump pursuing goals in lines with Moscow's agenda. Oh, okay. Trump was such a good Russian agent that Russia didn't want to upset things by invading Ukraine while Trump was president. The contortions here. The bending over backwards, the abandoning of any logic and reason, and it's just absurd. I mean, these are supposed to be the people informing the public. These are the people that are supposed to be telling us how things are really going to go, what we should really do. It's just stunning. I mean, there's such a bunch of Trump derangement syndrome suffering loons. They just need to calm down and think about what's actually happening instead of living in this weird fantasy land where they're the heroes because they're always fighting against Trump because he's so terrifying. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to talk to you in just a second here about the latest on the COVID situation in this country. That's going to come up in a moment because New York City looks like is getting rid of the vaccine passports. I've got some thoughts on that one for you. One of the smartest actions you can take to preserve the value of your savings account is to invest a portion of your savings in real gold. It's proven to be the most consistent precious metal out there over time. In a year like the one we've just had with inflation figures showing a 7.5% increase and more of that coming our way, real gold is a form of protection for your hard-earned wealth. And buying real gold is made easy by the Oxford Gold Group. They also make it convenient and easy to take delivery of your purchase of real gold. Same kind of thing can happen with your IRA or 401k. Real gold and silver in your retirement accounts. The Oxford Gold Group will beat any competitor's price on gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Call the Oxford Gold Group today to request your free precious metals guide by dialing #250 on your cell phone and speaking the keywords gold IRA. You'll receive your precious metals investment guide directly to your phone and get all your questions answered with one call to Oxford Gold. Simply dial #250, say the keywords gold IRA. Again, that's #250 and say the keyword on your phone, gold IRA. Two keywords, gold IRA. Oh, it looks like New York is going to be changing its vaccine passport realities. Producer Mike, can you play the Eric Adams clip from today, please, where he's saying that it's just a minute. They're going to phase it out now. They're going to get rid of it. Play that one, please.
Every morning I meet with my health professionals because I always stated I'm going to follow the science. I'm not going to get ahead of the science because I'm ready to get ahead of all of this and get back to a level of normalcy. But they're giving us clear instructions. They gave us benchmarks. We're going to follow those benchmarks. But I look forward to the next few weeks going to a real transformation. That I don't have to wonder what you look like. I would know what you look like again. And so we are moving in the right direction. We're going to do it in a safe way because all of these experts would tell you one thing. We can't close down again. We can't close down again. And I'm not going to do something out of my anticipation to get back that's going to jeopardize closing down the city again. And we're going to be rolling out some things in the next day or so on how we're going to carry that out.
I see. We are going to now change things around. The vaccine passport's going away. Why is this happening? Well, the truth is that it's happening because if you were to look at the polls right now, you would see that people are tired of this lib panic lockdown bullcrap. They've had, now, not everybody. There are still some libs out there. I need two masks. I need three masks. Why aren't you wearing your mask? You're going to give me COVID. There's a lot of them out there, maybe 20, 30% of the country. So make no mistake about it. I am quite clear on the fact that there are a lot of crazy libs running around still. But, I mean, it might be 20 to 30% of Americans that are still, I need to listen to Fauci, you know, the whole thing. People all grabbing the hand sanitizer. The hand sanitizer on the plane has not prevented a single COVID case, but they still give it out to everybody. There's no evidence that has stopped a single case of COVID out there, but they still pass it out to everybody. Why do they do that? Because this is about theater, and this is about a lot of people who think they're a lot smarter than you and me, but they're not.
And I went to a fancy school. I studied literature of the women of the South Pacific from 1890 to 1897, and I'm...
No, it turns out that actually doesn't mean anything. It doesn't make you smart. It just means you spend a lot of money and time doing something that was not particularly relevant or useful to your life, but that you thought in the apparatus of academia would somehow elevate you above people who look at things as they are, work hard, and actually want to make the world a better place with their own actions day in and day out, instead of policies that feel good when you say them out loud. Libs are embarrassing, aren't they? But they're going to get rid of the vaccine passports in New York in a matter of weeks. And I just want to say this to you right now. Your primary feeling about all of this should be anger. I don't want anyone who lives in New York or California or Massachusetts, or if you live in Chicago or et cetera, you shouldn't, or San Francisco, LA, these places are completely out of their minds. DC, oh my gosh, DC's been nuts. You shouldn't be thinking, oh man, thankfully it's over. You should be thinking, who are the morons who made us do all of this? Based on what? Ask Fauci, what's the mask study that they look to? Oh, the Arizona study? It's a joke. No serious person thinks otherwise. The mask study was trash that they did in Arizona schools. But that little Fauci's out there. I think I'm a hero. I think I'm the smartest and the best, and everybody should love me for that. No. That's not the way this is going to go. We got to keep fighting, friends. We got to keep pushing for the truth on all of this. And we also have to push for accountability. What's the biggest national security threat? It's a good question. Fox News' Steve Doocy asked the White House this one. You're going to want to hear that in a second. But have you ever wanted to invest in real estate, but you knew you had no idea how to do it because you'd never been through it before? That's how I felt until I met my friends at Done For You Real Estate. Done For You Real Estate found me an awesome property. They rented it out for me right away. And now I get a check every month like clockwork. All right, just visit doneforyoubuck.com to see how this works. They'll help you from every step of the process. You get on a Zoom call with them. They'll show you different cities, the markets, the walk. You'll learn so much about real estate investing from this process too. That's what I love. I love learning. And with Done For You Real Estate, I really learn stuff. And I'm successfully now a real estate investor. I mean, I'm building up a portfolio. I bought multiple houses with Done For You Real Estate. This is going to help me retire one day. And it's already kicking me free cash flow on these properties every month. Go to doneforyoubuck.com to see how this works. Again, that's doneforyoubuck.com. Done For You. Write it out. Doneforyoubuck.com. These are great people. I've really loved working with them. And you buy your first real estate investment property. It's a learning experience, and it can be really a great financial decision for you. All right, what happens when you ask the White House? Because remember when they were getting all the lectures out? We're hearing all the lectures about how climate change is an existential threat. Climate change is an existential threat. We hear this all the time. About that. First of all, that's crazy, right? I mean, existential. That's so they can justify absolutely anything they want to do. What are we going to do about the climate change threat? Oh, my gosh. That's one part of it. But then there's also, what happens when you see a real national security challenge on the horizon? How does it make it seem by comparison when you have the climate change as an existential threat set of stuff being set out there? Here you go. Line these two up, line those thoughts up in your mind. Here's Peter Doocy of Fox News asking Jen Psaki. It's Doocy v. Psaki. Suck it to me.
The president said in the spring that Pentagon generals had briefed him that the greatest threat facing America is global warming. Is that still the assessment now that we are facing down a potential cyber war with Russia?
In terms of
the threats you're touching on, that was a briefing from the military. So I'd point you to them.
And so as far as anybody watching who's seen the coverage, it's very, at times, distressing images of Russian military movements. The number one threat facing the country right now remains global warming.
Well, Peter, I think it's important, as we're all educating the public here, to convey and reiterate the president has no intention of sending U.S. troops into Ukraine.
Notice how they can't even say, yeah, no, that existential threat stuff about climate change is stupid. She's trying to dance around this, because what else is she going to say? We make a lot of dumb comments as Democrats. We say things that are absurd. And yet here we are, folks. Here is the situation we find ourselves in right now. Democrats are in charge, and Democrats like Joe Biden are going to be making decisions that could have a major impact on the trajectory of this conflict in Ukraine. They keep mixing together. I mean, Jon Stewart, formerly of The Daily Show, tweeted this out. The Trump-Fox axis isn't soft-pedaling Putin's actions. They agree with them. They are political allies. They believe in the same things. To them, the American left and most of Europe are the evil empire. I mean, this is just stupid. This is a stupid, intellectually lazy, and indefensible slander. All right? No one is saying that they agree with Putin's actions. That has not been said by anyone on the right. Not Trump, not me, not anyone on the right. We're just saying we don't want to send American soldiers to fight and die for Kiev. This is Ukraine's problem. We've given them a lot of arms. We've given them diplomatic backing. It's on Ukraine to figure this out and to deal with it one way or another. These are the realities of the world in which we live. It's either Ukraine's fight or it's our fight. We've done everything we can short of that at this point. We put the sanctions in place and all this stuff. And the American people also just don't care that much about this as a problem that doesn't affect them all that much. Okay? That's just the reality of it. Yeah, we wish the Ukrainians well in their struggle for sovereignty. And we've sent them, our tax dollars have paid for the guns and the missiles and the stuff that we've sent them. And we're going to suffer economic consequences now of the sanctions that have already been put in place against Russia. So we're all being forced to do stuff. But I'm sorry, I would not send someone else in my place with an M4 strapped to his or her chest to go walk the streets of Luhansk or Donetsk in eastern Ukraine in the Donbas. And therefore, I shall not try to pretend I would want any other American to do that in my place. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't want them to do it. It's really pretty straightforward. But they're lying to you about this. Oh, they like what? No one. They don't like it. But you know what? They've been so beaten down by Biden's stupidity and failures that they're desperate to pose as the heroes here. The left, the Democrats, we're the good people because we oppose Putin in Ukraine. Yeah, we all oppose Putin in Ukraine. What are you going to do about it? You're going to talk really tough. What are we going to do about it? That's the real question. Some of them are saying, yeah, send them in. I mean, you've got like Max Boot types, the Washington Post. Max Boot never saw a war. He didn't want somebody else to fight in his place. But that's the truth. Very few Americans, something like almost 80% of Americans want no part of a Ukraine conflict. So this is a bipartisan thing. But the elites, the apparatus, the media, they have a very different take on it. No surprise there. Anyway, yesterday was a great day. I'm so sorry that the podcast of the Buck Sexton Show was a little short. But as I said, President Trump walked into the recording area, early. And so I was in the middle of taping. And that's why I said, OK, I got to go. Because, when the former president of the United States walks in for an interview, I don't think you tell him, excuse me, sir. Excuse me. I would like a few more minutes to finish the Buck Sexton podcast, sir. He probably looked at me like, Buck, probably not a good time for this. Probably the worst decision you made in a long time. And I would say, yeah, no, you're correct, Mr. President. Thank you. So I had to cut it short yesterday. Sorry about that. But we'll have a robust podcast for you tomorrow. If you haven't already, please do follow me on Facebook. We're posting Facebook videos there, facebook.com/BuckSexton. And keep an eye out for more stuff going on also at my Locals account, locals.com/BuckSexton. We're stepping up the social, stepping up the digital video. And I'll talk to you all tomorrow. Shields high. Who is there for heroes of the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who: the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T2T.org.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.